you know, we don't obviously have, you know, 2 years of film to go back on like we do with most prospects. He kind of came, you know, he got hot late in the fall. Our scouts saw him and really liked him. So I went in there November, I think, and he was really, really impressive. Great-looking kid, great body, good length, great ball skills. I think he really improved as the season went along. But he played good the entire time he was there. I think, you know, he was probably their best player week two, you know, of the season. And guy had only played, you know, since that spring. So he was, I thought he was fairly easy to evaluate.
Do you just kind of wonder how far he can go? I mean, considering he had 7 picks as a rookie, so to speak, just how far his upside can go?
Yeah, I think it's big, you know, especially when he gets in our system with our coaching staff. I'm excited to see that, see what he can do. But, you know, he's a hard worker. He was a really good basketball player for them. He was a 2-time captain there, I believe. So he's a good kid. He's got a lot of talent, and we're excited to see him.
What do the basketball skills mean in a football
sense? I think spatial awareness, ability to play the ball with your back to it a little bit. He's got great ball skills, ability to go up and extend and catch the ball, those kind of things, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much of the basketball film do you look at then?
Not much. You know, we're looking for football players, not basketball players, so, yeah.
How much did having Goodson and what the kind of study you went through with him affect you?
Yeah, you know, he played a little bit more, obviously. But we thought he had a nice transition last year, and so I don't think it had a lot of effect on the player.
Hey, Goody, was that your first year in 99 as a full-time guy?
I think, yeah, it was, yeah.
Remember when Ron...
Absolutely,
corner, what was that? I mean, that wasn't your intent here today, I'm guessing, but...
Yeah, you know, I think you set out with plans like that, but yeah.
What does it do for a team when you pick two guys back-to-back that play the same position? What does that do for competition? What does it do just for your roster?
Yeah, well, I think the overriding theme for our whole tenure here has been competition is great. You know, I think anytime guys are challenged, you usually get the best out of them. So I think it's a positive.
Is he a corner or
safety? He's a corner, but, I mean, he could easily play safety. If you see him, he's built really well. He's a very good tackler. He's a physical player. He could do either. You know, when the coaching staff gets their hands on him, I think those things will be decided.
I think you said at the combine it took a while for that tackling to come back for him. When did you see him turn a corner?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of times when he talks about that, I think he's talking about in the spring, when he did some stuff in the spring. But I thought you saw on film right away. I think obviously there's a timing element to it and, you know, learning how to, you know, when to shoot and when not to shoot and that kind of stuff. But, I think that showed up right away. Early on in the season, he was tackling well.
How did you come across him? How did he pop up on the radar?
Yeah, he's interesting. Obviously, when guys have played as a junior and a sophomore, we know who they are and we have a list of guys. Obviously, he wasn't one of them. But the chatter picked up pretty quickly during the fall. Our scout, John Wojciechowski, went in there, was, you know, very excited about him. So once we kind of got some of that information, then I went in and saw him, and I liked him a lot. And then obviously, you know, we make Ted aware of those kind of things, and that's kind of how it went. A lot of times we have these guys, and we have them on the list, and we're prepared to go in there, you know, in the summer before their senior season. But with this, obviously him not playing, we didn't really have that at that time.
When you see him on film, just 1 year of college football, mm-hmm. Where is he in his development? Do you see any rust there?
No, I think, I think he was the MAC Defensive Player of the Year. So I think whatever rust he had, he shook off pretty quick. He's a very natural athlete. You know what I mean? Things come fairly easy to him from that sense. Like things I was talking about before, just spatial awareness, ability to bend. He's a very, very fluid athlete. So, like I said, certainly it's not the same as having 4 or 5 years of football. But, maybe there's some advantages to that too, because we're going to get him and train him the way we want to train him.
Does a guy really have to jump out when he's only had 1 year? I mean, is there some hesitancy that you really have to be convinced?
As a scout, yeah, especially early on, because, when guys first go in there, he might have had 4 or 5 games under his belt. So, but I think as the process went along, he was, you know, the all-star games and things like that, you just started to feel better about it.
He didn't run all that well at the combine. Is that any concern at all?
He plays fast enough, no.
Brian, have you ever scouted a guy before? 4 years off from the game and made this kind of impression?
Oh, gosh, I'm sure I have. 17, 18 years, nothing's coming to mind right now. But I'm sure there's been guys. We obviously work out a lot of guys that, transitional sport guys, guys that have played other things. And Nothing's coming to mind right now.
Did you worry that if you waited on this pick with the idea that maybe he wasn't on everybody's radar, that he might have been on another team's radar? Was there any talk of possibly waiting on him or trying to trade back?
No, I don't think we really operate that way. I mean, we obviously field calls at every pick that we have and think about those things. But I don't think we approach it that way. If he's a player that we like and, you know, we're ready to pick him, I don't think we think about where we can possibly get him lower a whole lot. I think we stack our board the way we see it, and if he's available, you know, we're going to pick him.
How did he get on your radar? Someone tip you off to him? Were you looking at someone else and you're thinking, wow, mm-hmm. who is this guy?
Yeah, I got to, you know, John Wojcicki went through Miami of Ohio, and he's the first one that saw him and brought him to my attention. And, you know, like I said, it kind of goes up the, you know, the ladder that way. And then, you know, we get in meeting rooms and start discussing it and watching him and all those kind of things. So, but John was the first one to get his eyes on him. So,
first love is another sport. Do you feel like you really got to get inside that guy's mind and find out if he has the passion for football?
Well, I think you're always looking to find out if guys have passion. You know, that's a very, very important thing. But I think a lot of that you see on tape. You know, I think you can find their DNA about that stuff just by the way they play a little bit. And that's not a concern for us. You know,
this guy had a bunch of picks. Randall had a bunch of picks. Maybe it's kind of a silly question, but is that a really key trait that is not just batting passes down, but he's actually making the catch? And
I think it's important, yeah.
Cody, what about on the flip side of that question? And he even told the story at the combine. And he shows up the first day for football, and he's like, what am I doing here?
Right.
Well, what does it tell you about, I know you guys can't measure all the character, but mm-hmm. the fact that the kid doesn't say, all right, this was a bad idea, and
right.
is competitive enough to keep, what does that tell you about?
I think it tells you one thing, he can go through the ups and downs. You know what I mean? Like, he's not a quitter. You know what I mean? You know, I think that's that tells you one thing. I mean, like you said, it'd been easier to say, hey, maybe I can go try to play basketball overseas or do this or do that. But he let it have time because he knew he was talented enough. And so, yeah, I think that's what it shows.
Do